Go girl.
So DMX Camp says he was trying to do the right thing the wrong way. He was just trying to make it to the Wendy Williams show when he was arrested at the airport. I guess he was driving a car without a license. The car didn't have what tags on
it. Wasn't registered.
No insurance. So nothing. Yeah. But if you want to see that show, it should be good because I'm sure he's going to talk about it today on the Wendy Williams show. He's going to be in there with Swiss Beatz. Of course, they are working on an album together. MIA says when she put the middle finger up at the Super Bowl, she wasn't doing anything but meditating. Hello.
That was a year ago, right? Who cares?
Yeah. Well, the Super Bowl is suing her. That's why it's a story. So yeah. I care, and it's kind of cool that she says
Super Bowl is suing.
Yeah. Well, the NFL is suing. You want to do that? You want me to do that during your sports report?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, you better shut your mouth.
I didn't know.
Wow. Anyway, she says it's a form of meditation. You point your middle finger up to the air, like I'm doing to you, Soup. Now I'm meditating.
Okay, meditate.
Former Cash Money Records rapper Turk is calling out his former label mates for not supporting him following his father's death last month. In a message posted on Instagram, Turk blames Weezy, Juvenile, Manny Fresh, and Birdman and Slim for not opening up their wallets to offset his father's funeral costs. Now, apparently Turk found himself in the same situation back in 2010 when his brother died. He was in prison. He had to ask his lawyer to foot the bill for that. Rick Ross says all that 50 Cent beef was just buffoonery, at least on his part. He says he ain't never have no personal ill will towards 50, and he even liked the back and forth, but he's like, no, we ain't trying to take it to the street, nothing like that. Who are the most influential men? Well, Drake is more influential than Jay-Z and Kanye West, according to AskMen.com. Their website counts Drake as number 6, Jay-Z is number 13, and Kanye West as number 41.
Wow. So
Nelson Mandela's on the list.
The list.
Oh,
it's
no. Men.
It's AskMen. It's AskMen.
That's what somebody told me.
President Barack Obama, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, other people on that list. Diddy is so big and bad, he changed his birthday. He didn't change the year. He just changed the date. He wants to be November 16th because he's so worn out from launching his Revolt TV. He said he got to get a haircut. He got to work out. He got to go to the dentist before he even takes one bite into his birthday cake. And he says it's not a publicity stunt because he's like the black unicorn. He does whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Brandon T. Jackson, you know him from Tropic Thunder.
Right.
He's also in those Lightning Thief movies.
Uh-huh.
How about he got thrown off of a U.S. Airways airplane when he landed in Phoenix? He's supposed to take a connecting flight, but they say he was drunk.
Wow.
They say he wouldn't stop playing his music loud. He was crapping on the flight attendants. But he says, he went on Twitter last night and says, no, they were hurling the N-word at me. And that's what happened.
Yeah, whatever.
I feel like, would they do that on a plane where other people can hear? I don't know.
Come on, Brandon.
I'm so excited. Beetlejuice 2. They're making a Beetlejuice 2. Don't act like y'all. I watch Beetlejuice to this day. It's my 7-year-old's favorite movie. Yeah. Y'all don't watch Beetlejuice?
I like the movie. I like Beetlejuice.
Oh, my God. They're making a Beetlejuice 2. Y'all aren't as excited. Yeah. I'm Alfreda. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the rest of our morning show.com. Michael Keaton's going to be in it again.
Wow. Oh, great.
You're not excited about Beetlejuice 2?
Yay.